We have tasted and tested too much, lover. Through a chink too wide comes in no wonder. These words of chagrin are the opening couplet of Kavanagh's famous poem about Advent. Overexposure, thinking he's known at all, or craving to experience at all, there is no longer any sense of wonder or awe left to his life. These attitudes of wanting it all, and wanting it right now, of having nothing left to be in awe of, if we are honest, they have certainly not waned much since Kavanagh's time. Our poet goes on to speak of Advent as the apt time to charm back the luxury of a child's soul. The child's soul being seen as a luxury by virtue of the sense of amazement and astonishment that can so easily be invoked therein. Sometimes with age, world weariness or even cynicism can creep into our mentalities and even become a canker in our souls. There is no longer what our poet refers to as the newness that was in every stale thing when we looked upon it as children. In these weeks, visiting our national schools, it is possible to see the boys and girls practicing their renditions of the Nativity play. One cannot help but notice the joyful innocence in the children, as their lines, costumes, and untainted imaginations easily transport them back to those old Bethlehem stables where time begins. Perhaps this Advent, each of us might take a moment to reflect where the innocence is now wanting in our lives, but also consider how we might allow the lost wonder and awe a resurgence in our souls, so that we too might be more easily transported back in joyous belief to that stable of salvation from 2 millennia ago. The candles of our wreaths are increasingly lit as the Sundays of Advent pass, reminding us of that infant of blanching divine light that comes to purge any darkness, the light of God for all of humanity. Awe, amazement, and wonder, surely these can be our only appropriate response. We, each of us, can truly aspire to a child's soul, that same very soul that Jesus our Saviour entered into this earthly reality with. Though divine, he came as an infant child dependent on Mary and Joseph. He will come again this Christmas, dependent on you and me. Let us then, in faith, summon the courage to be transported back and reach anew that barn of eternity, that manger of infinite possibility. So if you think anything you have done precludes you from winning back the luxury of childhood awe and amazement, well, it's not true. For that child, the purifying light of God, is coming to shine personally for you. If you think the loneliness you encounter or the loss of a loved one you have experienced is impenetrable, well, not true. For that child, the Word of God is coming to speak love personally to you. If you think the tension or anxiety you carry is insurmountable, or the pain or hurt you suffer is permanent, well, not true. For the Son of God is being born again this year, personally for you. Whatever burden it is you carry, whatever block you assume keeps you from God, whatever tear there is in your heart or soul that you assume cannot be repaired, well, simply not true, for the Son of Man is coming again as that stable infant to bring salvation personally to you. This Advent, let each of us have the courage to relinquish our burdens, to purge any pains, to eradicate our ills, to oust our insecurities, and to expiate any hurts, so that we will be prepared to embrace with amazement that child of miraculous exchange in whom divinity and humanity are in perfect synthesis, for my salvation, for your salvation, for divine love of us.